that, Eric?
Yeah.
On the notice, it said the topic of the shiur is the chips bought, eaten from a fleischig restaurant make me fleischig. In order to answer the shala, I want to go through a few aluchas in Shechen Uruch, a few aluchas in Simon Peites and Busa Bechulov. And we'll take those few points that we'll see in Shulchan Aruch and we'll try and apply them afterwards to the Maaseh to see where we get to. Chava brings down in Peites and Siv Gimel, Chava brings down that a Tatra Shabbos, we all know that after we eat Fleischig, we have to wait before we can eat Milchik. What's Alucha after we eat a Tatra Shabbos? Tatra Shabbos means something that was cooked together with meat. A typical example is a chulant. We cook a chulant together, you have beans, potatoes, barley, whatever else you put inside, whatever has their own recipe for their chulant. And fleisch, if somebody would eat something from the pot of chulant, not the fleisch, take out a potato and you eat it, that is a typical example called tafsha shalbusa, is something which is cooked together with fleisch. Look, the mechaber, and mechaber in Ramula, look at the master, we pass in the tafsha shalbusa as the same thing exactly as busa. Therefore, we have to wait the same man that we wait after we eat fleisch, we have to wait after we eat something which is cooked together with fleisch. This is called Tavshu Shabusa Dine Kabusa. The Mechaba says, also an author, that if you cook something in a fleischiger pot, that was a clean fleischiger pot, it's cooked lunch, maybe you cooked fleischig for lunch, and then in the afternoon or supper time you wanted to cook something else, you cooked a soup, you made a soup, or you did something else inside that fleischiger pot which was used a few hours ago for fleischig, but now you're using it for parva. All the food that you eat and cooked in that pot is definitely does not you do not have to wait 6 hours from it. That is called only cooked with fleischig. That has halucha. There are certain haluchas whether you're allowed to eat the food you cooked in there together with milk itself, but you definitely do not have to wait 6 hours after you eat food cooked in such a pot. The shach brings down over there another halucha. The shach has a kasha because of the steer and the mechab. Whatever the reason the shach comes to it, but the shach comes out with halucha that even if you got the pot which you used lunchtime and you washed it up, but you never scrubbed it. It was left with some type of a fat on it, it was left with some type of mamushas. There were some deposits left of the original fleischige meal which was there originally, and you went and cooked something milchig, something parva in that pot, you do not have to wait 6 hours. Agrees a chiddush in the shach, melichlech, that is lushne, if it's melichlech, if it's dirty from the fleischig, you do not have to wait 6 hours on the food you cooked. Because Chachiva brings down the machlokes, how much food do you have to have in the pot against the deposits of the fleischigs? It brings down the machlokes, you need to have shishim against the deposits of the fleischigs, the lichlich of the fleischig, or you don't need to. But Pashas the Shach himself, of Adar, was telling us that even when we don't have shishim, we don't have to wait. Because if there's shishim, we have a klal in Issevehet always, that becomes butlus, as if it never existed, it wouldn't be a chiddush at all. But the Shach came along with the chiddush, you don't have to wait. When it's melichlich, he definitely meant even if there's no shishim. But the Pitzchat Shiva brings it up on Machloikas, whether you have to wait. Well, if there is not Shishim, if you have to wait or not, and Amas and Beisirua, we normally use the Shach only as a Tzirif. When we have some other Snif to be Mekel, we use the Shach also as a Snif to be Mekel. But directly to be Mekel with the Shach, even without Shishim, generally we're not Mekel straight because of the Shach. Kiveigov and Platz brings down another Heter, another type of situation where one does not have to wait 6 hours. If we know there's something called Duvah Charif, which is the troublemaker in the Yiddish kitchen. Most shalas which you get to, if they don't involve Duvah Charif, you find a way around them. If you involve Duvah Charif, you end up in a planta. You've got an onion, a garlic, the most shchichtik examples of a Duvah Charif, and you went and cooked them, you went and cut them with a fleischig knife. Says Rabbi Kiveiga, even though Avada they became fleischig, but they don't become so fleischig that you have to wait 6 hours after using them. Could be there's a machlokes with a prima gudim and a chashiyas. If we have time when we get to the end, which I doubt, then we'll bring that in. But the klal. So we have a few klulim. One klal is simple, that tafsha shabbos, if you eat a potato out of the chulant, you have to wait 6 hours. Second klal was that if you cook in a clean fleischig pot, even if we use it a few hours ago for fleischig, you definitely do not have to wait. Third klal from the shach was that if the pot was schmitzig still, it still have remnants from the fleischigs inside, or just was something which wasn't washed out, then you don't have to wait. And we said we don't use it, we take on the shach with a tzirif, as long as we have some other tzirif to be made together. And the last din of Rabbi Kiveiga, which Pashas everyone agrees to, that if you use a Duvah Charif, which was cut or cooked in a fleischiger pot or with a fleischiger knife, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Let's take those klulim, let's apply them to practical to our kitchen, or let's first go to a restaurant or to a simcha or to a chasna. That's what we're trying to work out. Very often people want to go somewhere, they want to eat out, if it's a simcha, if it's a bar mitzvah, if it's a chasna, if it's a restaurant, and they don't want to become fleishig. Especially if it's brisky at 9 o'clock in the morning. But very often we don't want to become fleishig. So what do? We eat all the power of food and we assume that we do not become fleishig. Let's go through these klulim and work out if we're fleishig or not. Basic first side dishes. Anything which gets cooked in a pot on the fire, on the stove. Any food which gets normally cooked in a pot on the stove. Rice, potatoes if they were made in the oven. All foods, green beans. These, I think so, I'm not best cook, but I think these things are regularly made on the pot on the stove. Those things normally you shouldn't have any chashash of being fleishig. What could have been? First of all, if it was a clean fleishiger pot, it's not a problem. Because we said before, a clean fleishiger pot is definitely not a problem. What it could be is that the fellow cooked 2 minutes ago, a few minutes ago, fleishigs, which very likely that they made a fleishiger soup. They just poured out the fleishiger soup, they gave it a rinse under the water for 3 seconds, and then they put something else inside it. So such a thing, we would have a din of lichlich, of the shach, but most likely you'll always have shishim in such a case. Most time you'll always have 60 against anything which might have been left. Or, more mustaber, the cook's got 2 pots on the stove, he's got a fleishiger pot and he's got a paraver pot, especially if he's got 2 soups or something to that type of extent. He's going to take his wooden spoon and mish the fleishiger soup, make sure it doesn't burn, and the next thing will go straight into his pot of rice, his pot of beans, whatever it is, and he's definitely not washing it off in between. But again, first, you've got the head of lichlich. It's definitely just a little bit of remnant of lichlich which is there. And more, we 99% have shishim. I would say, well, you can take on zikr, we have shishim. In a normal situation, you'll definitely have shishim against whatever remnant of lichlich might have come in. So therefore, the chayr in such a situation, one does not have to wait 6 hours. Most soups nowadays, I think, a lot of soups, a lot of foods, first you take onions, you cut them up, and you fry them, and then you put in the rest of the soup. In such a situation, you also have a problem, because if you've cut it with a fleishiger knife, you fried it in a fleishiger pot, but we just said before, for Rav Akiva Egel, and a dovech harif, again, you don't have to wait 6 hours after eating something which was made a dovech harif with fleishigs. The problem arises that the next situation would be, that something which wasn't cooked just in a fleishiger pot, it was cooked together with fleishigs. For example, our chulim, which we had before, if the caterer for some reason made 2 types of dishes, he made himself an overnight kegel, let's say, and he's put the overnight kegel inside his fleishiger chulun, for example, and nobody knows the difference, nobody knows what it is, all he's going to take it out afterwards and put it served as 2 separate things, then that avada will be a proper tasha shabbos. You'll have to wait 6 hours. What's going to be with our chips? So, I did some research, but the difference with chips, first of all, to know the halacha would have to be, what is the situation, what's the metzias? If they get used, its own deep fryer, just for chips itself, then obviously there's no problem. The maximum it could be is a lichlich, there'll be some schmitz, they might use the same thing to go in, to go out, but it's not more than a bit of lichlich. But if they use the same deep fryer, to deep fry the schnitzels, and to deep fry the burgers, and to deep fry the chips, then it's going to end up being that oil is the same as going to be the juice which is inside your chulent, or your liquid which is inside the pot which you cooked up sausages, which is definitely considered the tafsha shalbusa. It's considered something which is so, which is fleishy that you definitely have to wait 6 hours on. So if you take, somebody will take a little bit of the oil out of the deep fryer which are used to fry the schnitzels and drink a little bit, there's no suffix, you'd have to wait 6 hours. So if you go and put your chips inside of it, we would hope that we're only eating blias of the oil, but we all know that we're eating more than just the blias, and we're eating the oil itself, so we can't even turn around and say we're not eating the oil. We're eating, the chips get soaked with the oil, and you end up drinking this oil itself, physically eating this oil which was fried, the schnitzel inside. You'll have to wait 6 hours. So the question is, do they use the same deep fryer for fleishigs and for the chips? Which I think most of us would assume they don't, or at least maybe hope we don't, I don't know. Maybe we hope we do, maybe that's why the chips taste so good. I asked a couple of people, asked the restaurant, asked somebody who used to have a hotel, asked somebody who used to be in the catering business, and kilom b'peh echad omri that we don't, but we do. Meaning, officially we don't, but we always do. Whenever you go, ask the restaurant owner, he says, I have 2 deep fryers. One is for my schnitzels and one is for my chips. But when it's busy, they both get used. Which is very pushy. He's not going to let a whole chevre customers wait in there instead of throwing his schnitzels into both of them. I asked him how often does he change his oil, which I'm happy he told me his trade secret, every 4 days. I was surprised. I thought it would be every 4 weeks. But I asked him, in those 4 days, you always end up putting schnitzel in both. Yeah. He always ends up putting schnitzel amongst those 4 days. I mean, says oil has always been used for fleishig. The other place said that he knows every restaurant in the country, he knows every restaurant in the business and in the trade, and every hotel in the trade, and every catering in the trade, everyone uses the same oil for their schnitzels and for their chips. With less man de palik. He said, we don't even try. In a lot of the restaurants, he said, we'll do it specially, because they want to give their chips a better flavour than when you have at home. You think the chips in the restaurant are done differently? They are done differently. They've had before them the burgers and the schnitzels in there. That oil is soaked through with bleas of fleischigs. And that's why the chips over there taste differently than the chips you're making at home. There's a reason for it. And that's the same reason that Chazal told us. You've got to wait Tashas Shabbos. You've got to wait for 6 hours, because you've got the tambus inside of it. So, and then one person added on to me, he said, for the children meals, the kids meals, they only give a little, what they call them, the tiny schnitzels. Nuggets, yeah. So they give you the little nuggets, so they're not going to use just the thing for little nuggets, it's a pain. Normally when they prepare a kid's meal, they'll have a small fry and they'll throw the chips, the kid's portion of chips and the kid's portion of the nuggets into the same fry at exactly the same time. Which doesn't even come to any half a minute, maybe it's a maybe it is not a tasha, it's a definite tasha shabusa, and definitely have to wait 6 hours. Which I must know, before I went into this, I thought that you don't have to wait 6 hours on chips. After having to ask the question, I had to find out the answer. Is l'choira, unless somebody knows for sure that the chips he's had were done in oil which wasn't had schnitzels fried in it, l'choira one has to wait after eating chips from a fleishig restaurant 6 hours. Somebody called me the other day because he saw the sign on the wall and said, "Am I allowed to? Can I eat the chips from the milkiger restaurant when I'm fleishig?" So I told him, I don't know the food well enough and what they do in a milkiger restaurant, but I don't know what they deep fry in a milkiger restaurant. Fish isn't milkshakes though. Yes. I can't think of what they could deep fry unless they deep fry ice cream or they deep fry cheese balls or something. But deep fried. They've got to be. Don't know. And then also to assume they're going to use the same oil always or not. I don't know. Is it a less of a chashash that the matzias is as if somebody has a chashash in a milkshake restaurant you could eat them unless you find out otherwise. In a fleishig restaurant the chayyur you're fleishig unless you find out otherwise.
This is a power of especially you.
I don't know, if it's never had any fleisch in a first time.
So you don't have to fleisch like you that, you say you take one leg back steak and put it to the...
If you did it by mistake only, it's not worse, but there's zikr going to be shishim against it. If you threw in the schnitzel, it's not going to be shishim. Yeah, normally not. He told me this fellow, one of the fellows told me that a typical commercial deep fryer has got 20 litres of oil inside. So one schnitzel you have to be done, you have 60 against it, but they're normally putting more than one schnitzel at a time, and they're going to have zikr more than one schnitzel over the time they're using the oil. Let's just keep on going. That is, we sorted out cooking stuff and deep frying stuff. Now, what about stuff in the oven? Which, a lot of things, which are obviously going to be made in the oven, you're going to put in the oven at the same time, you're going to have your kegel and your chicken. And you go to any caterer, he's got these big ovens, they bring to the chasen, these big, whatever they're called, these big portable ovens, full of trays, and they slide in the chicken, they slide in everything else. You've got inside of there your chicken and your kegel and your side dishes and whatever else is inside. And if the chicken is closed, if the meat is closed, then there's no chashash, because we have a luch of zeh, it can't go out from a closed keli. So therefore, the only way the fleishigs could go into the parva food is if it goes through zeh, if it goes through steam. They're not physically touching each other. It's only if there's steam in the oven, the steam of the fleishigs will go into the parva food, then it can become fleishigs.
One could be open, one could be dead.
Yeah, if the fleishig one is closed, then nothing will leave the fleishig tree. Then it doesn't matter if everything else is open.
Single wrap.
As long as it's closed. Oh, now what would be faket? Let's say, so first of all, if the fleish is closed, we're okay.
Yeah.
If the fleish is open, and the other food is also open, then there's a huge machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Do we say the steam in the oven? Do we not say the steam in the oven? How much steam is there in the oven? Is it liquid? Is it solid? I think it's one of the shayles that whoever you ask very often, it's one of the big machlokes lamasa between the Rabbunim and Poskim, what was Unginim in the Kabbalah. You'll find all ends of the spectrum. Generally, if it's a liquid fleish, that means if you've got a tray of chicken which is full of sauce around it, so therefore there's liquid fleish over there, which the tam of the fleish, that's where the steam vehicle will come from, and you've got other food in there, l'choira, I'm going to keep what I'm saying, but l'choira, one should have to wait 6 hours from eating the power of the food. I did ask somebody who does in the catering business, he said a lot of the side dishes will be done open, but fleish will always be covered. They'll never leave an open fleisch container because before they turn around, there's no sauce left, and then there's no chicken left, and then they've got nothing to serve. So everything else doesn't matter if it gets warmed up. Therefore, generally, you don't have to be choishish. He was very positive that generally one does not have to worry that the fleish gutrays will be open. So therefore, you don't have to worry that the fleish gazay will have gone into anything else. So lechoyer, to make a sikkim, if you go into a simcha, you go into a chasna, lechoyer, you can eat any side dish besides for the fleish, and you'll stay parva. Except if you go and eat chips, which is very likely were fried together in the same oil the schnitzel was fried in. But again, one has to know recipes. I know somebody, whenever they make soup, they like to throw in these little beef bones or beef cubes, whatever it is, and a lot of them are fleishigs, and you would never realize it. You think it's a typical vegetable soup. That if you go to a simcha and the caterer knows that he's catering for a fleishig adu, he's not going to be worried about the guy who wants to go home and stay parver. Most of them, it could be that the recipe is fleishig. Therefore, unless you understand it, unless you're sure, whatever, you've got to think about that. Also take that into chesed. The problem comes up at home with the ovens. If somebody cooks at home, Erev Shabbos, you put a tray of chicken into your oven, and you're together with kibul, and they're going together. In this type of matzias, if you've got a whole tray of chicken with a lot of liquid inside, and you've got open kibul, you've got open side dish, the kibul will become pashtus, zech will become fleishig, because in the catering you'll never have normally an open chicken. That's what we said before. A caterer will normally not leave his tray of chicken open, because he's worried about it getting burnt out and leaving. But a normal person at home does open up his chicken in the tray. You go home, you'll find out. If it's open. But it's more regular and it's very shchiach that at home you'll have an open tray of chicken together with your tray of kegel in the oven at the same time. So if Erev Shabbos you wanted to have for lunch, you wanted to chop on Friday, you wanted to have a piece of kegel, you have to be careful. It's very likely you can't have your coffee anymore afterwards. Then it's not a problem, because generally the oven is going to be clean, and even if it's a tiny spillage somewhere, it's not going to be more, it's going to be shishim in your power of food you're cooking now. And we said before, it's not worse off than having a clean fly sugar pot, which was used a few hours ago.
But you can't eat it with milk.
You can't, that's a whole sigi for itself. It's not really, it depends exactly the circumstances. I asked him, how do you get the crisp at the top? Told me, if you cook it long enough, it gets a crisp at the top, even with the deckle. They're more scared of it getting. Ask somebody who does the catering, I'm not seeing a price any caterer how he does and what he does. That's what he let me know. That's what he. Crystal. Okay, I don't know. Right, so I can only tell you what told me today. Other Rabbi, we've got to find out whether the fleish was in the same time as the side dishes, and if it was covered or uncovered. Yes, for trifus, trifus. Yeah. Once a single wrap, you generally don't have a problem. If the fleish was open and your kegel was covered, then lechoyre kamamekazan, so homa chleikas and shechnurch, what we say, nat benat shas bishl. Which means that the bliya went in through the wall of the pot and then went into the food, which is two stages, which generally won't make something become fleishy. But since it was done in one time because it was v'shas vishul, so if the bliya went straight through the wall into the food, machlokes where they say this cloud of nat banat and not, machlokes chavadas and others, and again with the tzarifim that we're not sure 100% whether there's a an oven and v'chile lechoyra one could be makel if the fleish was open and the parva was closed. One could be makel to not have to wait 6 hours. Just want to add on a very wichtig in a kiddush, the same kiddush, which is very practical. A challah, got half a minute, I think. Yeah. A challah. If people like to bake, if they bake the challahs together with the fleishigs in the oven, the challah becomes fleishigs. Whether you're allowed to do such a thing or not is a sigur that as long as you only do a small amount, enough for one Shabbos, the Ramu is makel, the Mechabot has got to be only enough for one meal. The Ramu says you can even do it for a whole Shabbos, which lechoyer are 2-3 challahs. One can be makel and bake together at the same time your fleishigs and your challah. You can even make the challah mamish fleishigs. But you've got to remember it's fleishig challah. And obviously, if you eat that challah, you can't, after Shabbos, eat the leftovers with milchigs. People sometimes, they forget and they think challah is parvat bread. Another point is, according to what we said before, it could be that you have to wait 6 hours after eating that challah. Because if you've got an open tray of chicken next to it, you're going to have to wait 6 hours with the steam of the chicken going into the challah. More shchiach, which more often happens, is people warm up the challahs and they put it on top of the hot plate. So it's not a problem. You can put your challah on top of your hot plate, as long as the challah is completely dry, they've got a problem of bishul. And you put it on top of your chunt or on top of your chicken soup or whatever it is, as long as you don't put it over the hole where the steam is coming out from. If you put it over the hole the steam is coming out from, the challah is through and through fly shakes and you're going to have to wait 6 hours. If you put it on a closed pot, an area where there's no steam coming out, then it's going to give you the same achalikas we said before, where there's not benat b'shaz vishl or not, because the fleish is going to go straight through to the cover, and then straight through to the challah without stopping in between. It's machalikas. Rameir Brownstorff used to say you have to wait 6 hours. I think Rav Poskim argued on him on it, which is the same achalikas, you could be have to wait 6 hours. But whatever we do, if you put it on another silfoil, you're definitely okay, because it's too kalim, it can't go through the blias. But you've got to remember the challah becomes fleishig, even if there's no hole in the deku. Take a challah and put it on your chulant or on your... It goes through not benat b'shaz vishl with machmir, that it goes through, it becomes fleishig. Yeah, because the steam is hitting the wall hitting the lid, and the lid is going through to the challah. You might not have to wait 6 hours, but definitely we take on it becomes fleishig. I know a young man told me that he, after Shabbos, the wife made this challah brai with the fried, the leftover challah with milk and whatever it is. He nearly ended up, he had some buksham, some other tzirif, he nearly ended up throwing out half his kitchen. His frying pan, his plates, his forks, his thing. It's something which is such a simple thing, because we have in our head as challah is parva. It's only parva if you don't make it fleishig. Sorry for going over time.
Can you have it with your fish?